Hi, and welcome to episode 5 of the Poughkeepsie Gazette, the podcast that has nothing to do with New York or newspapers and everything to do with making and telling stories. Today's episode is about apocalypses. But before we get to that, until I am told otherwise, I will explain a little bit about the genesis of this podcast. Just real quick, when authors are asked where they get their ideas from, they have a variety of different stock answers usually, because we get asked that question a lot. And when Harlan Ellison was asked that question, he would say Poughkeepsie. And as a result, one of the best writing podcasts that I know of, I Should Be Writing, by Merle Lafferty, developed a segment called News from Poughkeepsie, and so this podcast is an homage to both of those things, and I want to encourage writers and people who would like to be writers to write, and one of the ways to do that is to give you ideas on what to write about. To that end, I'll be providing weekly story prompts. Now, these are, you know, free for you to take. Ideas are uncopyrightable, untrademarkable, as far as story ideas are concerned anyway. And you can take these ideas and run with them at your leisure. So, one of the things that I see a lot of in fiction these days is the idea of a post-apocalyptic story. Everybody likes to write and read, say everybody, stories about what happens after the apocalypse is over. What I don't see nearly enough of are apocalyptic stories. Show me the beginning of the apocalypse. Show me what it's like to live through the apocalypse. I think one of the best examples I can think of would be Fear of the Walking Dead. And as I understand it, although I haven't watched any episodes of it, it is what life is like as the apocalypse is happening. So, I would like to propose that you take a character who's on the cusp of a world-changing event for him in a positive way. My example would be an author who's waiting in the lobby of a publisher who's about to be handed a 6-figure book deal, and this is going to change his world. It's what he's waited for his whole life. And just then, as he's about to be called in to sign the dotted line, the zombie apocalypse starts. Now, okay, I hear you. Zombies may be a little played out. You can make it an alien invasion. You could make it any number of diseases. You could make it however you want to end the world. It's up to you. This is your story, after all. But the key is to follow this person, he or she, and take them through the steps of being on the first couple of steps of a successful career. Up until now, their whole life has been hard work and no reward, and they're just getting on their ship, and then this happens. It's fascinating to see a character who's just about to succeed, and the rug gets pulled out from under him. You know, a lot of drama to be had there. Plus, you can give this person a set of skills that makes it possible for them to survive the apocalypse. You can make it a little bit of dumb luck. Whatever it is, this person manages to survive the initial phase, and now he has to figure out what's next. Obviously, the reason he was going to be a success doesn't have anything to do with life as it is now, so he has to reinvent himself. I think that would be great fodder for character development, great fodder for world building, because what you've got here is much like Falling Skies, which I think is another example of an apocalyptic story. You've got a character who is essentially having to learn how to remake himself or herself in a world that's gone mad. And then if you make it through the end of this particular story, you've got a post-apocalyptic world all set up. So, you know, what I guess I would do with this story is, and I wrote just a little bit of a nugget of flash fiction, and I had it be an author who was just about to get his book deal, and it was the zombie apocalypse, because I like zombie apocalypses. And I would have him be, you know, someone who has some basic survival skills because he's been camping with some friends. He manages to make it home and manages to get out of town. And much like in some of the other post-apocalyptic and apocalyptic stories that we've read, he builds a community and they survive it together. You know, what I'd like to avoid is that trope of this guy who's got all the skills and he can just kick butt and take names and doesn't need anybody but himself. You know, that's not at all, that would not be interesting to me. It may be interesting to you. There may be people who'd love to read that. This is not the story I would be writing. So yeah. What would you do with this story? What would you make your main character be? How would you have them survive? What would the apocalypse be? These are all things you have to think about. How quickly would the world start to fall apart? And based on my knowledge of popular culture and the real world, it would not take very long for the world to start to break apart and for things to start to fail. I think as it is, a lot of the things in our society are on the cusp of either failing drastically or changing for the better. And it doesn't take much to nudge it in either particular direction. So, and you know, would the apocalypse be regional or global? You know, obviously with the whole zombie thing, it may start out regional and become global quickly if it's a virus or some sort of scientific means. So yeah, what story would you tell with this? And to that end, here's where I say, if you have a story that you are inspired to write, write a little bit of flash fiction and send it in to me, and maybe I'll feature it on the podcast in a separate segment. I want to include as many ways of encouraging you guys to write as possible. And to that end, if you're a writer and you want to talk a little bit about what inspires you to sit down and write every day or every week, where do you get your ideas from? Heck, if you want to provide a story prompt, go ahead and contact me at scott@scottroche.com. Thanks for listening to this particular episode of the Poughkeepsie Gazette. If you have any comments, questions, or contributions, you can email them to scott@scottroche.com. I'm on Twitter and Spiritual Tramp and facebook.com/scott.roche.author. I will probably be setting up some social media for this podcast in the next few weeks, because I'm having a lot of fun doing it and people seem to be enjoying it. So yeah, but if you go to those places, regardless of where those social media feeds will be, those will always be good places to get a hold of me. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll see you next issue.